Time for the Did You Know show today on this Thursday, July 6th. And it's myself, Noah Casti, with Cody Felicia joining us today.
Hey, Noah.
And go ahead and get us going.
Okay, so this one is about space because I'm a space nerd and I love it. And I think everyone else will enjoy this too. So the first footprints on the moon will remain there for millions of years because there is no wind to blow them away. On a day in July, the Apollo 11 launch towards the moon. On it were three astronauts named Michael Collins, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong. On July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong put his left foot on the moon, the first human footprint on the moon, which will remain there forever.
That's absolutely insane. Something cool, I don't know if y'all caught that, but that one guy's name, middle name, was Buzz. I wonder if that's where Buzz Lightyear came
Buzz
from.
Buzz Lightyear, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not
you
sure.
Never
I
know.
That's cool. Buzz was on the moon.
That is so cool. Yeah, it is really neat. And then on, I think it was like July 24th, the Apollo 11 splashed back down into the Pacific Ocean with all three astronauts.
Wow, there you go. Speaking of Buzz, I have one on Disney. So even though Disney or Buzz Lightyear's more Pixar, still
it's
Disney.
It's totally the same thing.
Right?
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Come on.
Yeah. So, anyways, so did you know that originally Walt Disney's cartoon, or technically before it became Walt Disney, it was named Laugh-O-Grams?
No.
Laugh-O-Grams was the original brand. So before the animated studio Walt Disney came to be, originally the commercial artist was out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Down the road,
awesome.
Kansas City, Missouri. It was around 1919, and he began hand-drawing these animations of his own, and they were screened in a local theater, and they dubbed it the Laugh-O-Grams. Then he acquired a studio, and he actually named the studio Laugh-O-Grams. And he got some of his fairy tales. It was 7-minute long episodes, fairy tale episodes. That's what he started out with. And they were pretty popular among the audiences, but he had some financial troubles, and he ended up having to declare bankruptcy in 1923. Oh. But then they ended up moving out to Hollywood, and they launched Disney, and of course, obviously, that's not broke.
Yeah, no, Disney did well. Yeah, they're set for life.
I mean, I guess it's a little lesson for people out there. If you want to start your own business, the guy who owns it, created Walt Disney, the huge franchise that everybody knows to be the head of all animated movies.
Yep.
He went bankrupt. He had to declare
start
his first
all over
studio
again.
Bankrupt.
Yeah.
And now he owns
it. All started with Laugh-O-Grams.
Laugh-O-Grams.
That's so
indeed.
Cool. I love that.
Well, there you go. Right here on the Did You Know show, learn something new every day, Monday through Friday at 2:45, and we'll see you tomorrow.